Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Are You the One Wrap Up podcast for a special edition. I am Brian Cohen. Here with me, as always, is my co-host, Allie Usher. Allie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brian, but it's bittersweet to be doing the last podcast of Are You the One Season 3, but I'm super excited to be talking to Kiki today.
Yeah, so Kiki, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. Very excited to talk to you. You know, you were a feature player this season. Obviously, we had a lot of comments about you and everything that happened this season, so we're happy to have you on to get your side of everything.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So last week, I don't know if you, I think you heard a little bit of it, that we spoke to Tyler, and he had some interesting comments about you and maybe like your preferences. So I don't know if you had any response to anything that he had to say about you.
I was just really shocked at what he had to say. Honestly, I didn't know Tyler felt that way, but I think I can speak on behalf of me and a few other girls in the house. It had nothing to do with the way Tyler looked. It was actually the way he carried himself. And he was very, you know, he's a very funny guy, but sometimes he'd get wasted and would start like yelling at us for no reason and just like very overbearing. So that's the reason that me and like Mel and like some other girls didn't want to honestly like really give him the time of day. It had nothing to do with how he looked or anything like that. And the whole bee comment when he was referring to that I lied about there being a bee, if you look at the footage, there's clearly a yellow jacket on the board. So I did not lie about that. And if he wanted me to let him get stung, I would have let him get stung.
All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up for us. As a big MTV fan, we want to hear all about your casting process and what brought you to the show. But I have to just ask, there was gossip going on in the beginning of the season prior to the show that you had some connections to MTV. So you were like photographed with Adam from season one. There were reports that you were dating Macy's ex from Teen Mom, which amazing. And you were rumored, although you've said this isn't true, to have some sort of connection with Pratt from season two. So is there truth to any of these connections?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Adam and I have been friends since we were young, since probably the beginning of high school. We used to be lifeguards together. We always go out together. I mean, we've been friends for a long time. So that's 100% true. The whole thing with Ryan is we had talked on Twitter here and there. And then my cousin actually she went to school in Chattanooga, and my whole family on my dad's side is from Tennessee. So I went to go see her. Like, I did hang out with him. It was like a horrible, I mean, it was not like we were dating or anything, but he just is not the kind of guy that I would ever really want to associate with. And with Pratt, I mean, I know Pratt, but we never dated or anything like that at all. And him and Chelsea did not date for years and years and years. I would just like to, you know, say that on her behalf that I think they like dated, but not for long. So I don't know where people got these like crazy rumors from, but no people, but nothing serious.
Yeah, the rumors come with reality TV, but we're glad you're here to get to the bottom of all the gossip. Are any of these connections what brought you to Are You the One, or was that independent?
Well, I had always said, when Adam went on for season one, I was at his premiere party, and I was like, oh my gosh, if I was single, I would totally do this. This is so awesome. So I'd always wanted to do it, and I told my ex, like, oh, if I ever get single, I'm definitely going on that show. So I guess, you know, when I became single, I was like, I'm going to do this, and it happened. So, yeah, I think Adam, he told people about me. I'm not really sure, but I got hit up on Instagram direct message, and they're like, oh, we know your friend's Adam, blah, blah, blah. You should like do an interview. And I was like, all right, cool. My gosh. You know, so it was right after I became single. So it was perfect timing.
So one of the things Allie and I would always discuss throughout the show is the host, Ryan Devlin, and how he handles the matchup ceremonies. So Jocelyn Ratzer wanted to know if he is always impartial toward the guys and harsh on the girls, or is that just kind of just the editing way it was portrayed?
I mean, I don't know. When I was there, it seemed like he was kind of harsh on the guys and kind of, you know, nice to the girls for the most part. I think Ryan, you know, tried to stay as impartial as he could. I mean, he would remind us time and time again that he is on this journey with us and he wants us to succeed. You know, but I think he would definitely get frustrated with the guys because when we were trying to film, you know, they would kind of talk all the time and stuff like that. So, I mean, I know he was getting frustrated. And then obviously, like, the whole thing with Amanda, you know, so I think it was certain individuals he would get frustrated with, but our cast as a whole, I mean, he tried to stay as neutral as he could.
What is the kind of cast consensus about Ryan? Is he liked? Is he respected? Is he made fun of? Like, what do you guys talk about with Ryan?
Okay, well, as far as I'm concerned, I absolutely adore Ryan. You know, I tried to talk to him whenever I could. I mean, I you know, love his job. I think he's so cool. He does a great job. But our cast as a whole makes fun of him all the time, and I feel so bad. Like, the guys will constantly crack jokes about Ryan all the time, about his outfit, his hair, like, everything. They always do impressions of him. It's funny, but, you know, I like Ryan. He was never mean to me. He always had my back, so can't really say much.
Right.
So one of the times that Ryan had your back was the incident you brought up with Amanda. Andrew Kirk wants to know, going all the way back to the first episode, did Amanda ever apologize for the way she treated you at the first matchup ceremony by calling you fake?
No, Amanda never really apologized for calling me fake. I think she, you know, she's the type of person, when she has an opinion about someone, that's, she's going to stick to it. We have talked and, you know, we agreed that we are, you know, we went through this experience together, and she will always have my back if I really needed it, and I would always have hers. But I just don't think we're ever going to be best buddies. I mean, we went on a Vegas trip together, you know, because we have mutual friends and stuff from the show. But I just think she's always going to have that opinion of me, and it sucks that I can't change that. But yeah, no, never really an apology, but we just have a common understanding that at the end of the day, if anyone was to mess with either of us, we would have each other's back. But we're not going to go and, like, have a sleepover now or anything.
Right. So one of the people that did mess with you is the gentleman of Devin. So before we get into all the stuff that eventually happened, was he the first person that you were attracted to, and what kind of attracted you to him?
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is the very, very first guy that I had a conversation with was Connor, and not the one that you guys saw where I was like, "Oh, are you Asian? I'm Asian." It was we actually, like, he, like, took me to the cabana, and, like, we had this, like, talk, and then I realized, oh my gosh, wait, no, I'm not going to be that girl that gets caught up on a guy on day one, which, you know, totally went out the window once I started talking to Devin. But no, once I started talking to Devin, I don't know, everything about him, the whole yoga thing really got to me, and he seemed so funny, and he was just really cute, and I don't know, it was just, you know, we just got along really well in the beginning.
I'm kind of afraid to ask this because Brian and I had a big debate over, after your final blow up that we saw with Devin, what was going to happen with your relationship. And we didn't see much of you and Devin together in the last two episodes. Did your relationship end after the last fight, or was there stuff we didn't see?
No, it didn't end. We were still talking. I mean, yeah, like we fought so much and we get back together so much that, like, that big blowout was just another one of our fights, you know. And, like, I know it's so stupid looking back that I did continuously go back to him, but I hope viewers realize, like, I never knew all the things that he said. Like, when we would fight, like, I would give it right back to him, you know. It wasn't like it was just him, you know, like, yelling at me. Like, I would yell at him back. So when we had that big fight, it was like, yeah, I did tell everyone that he was bad in bed, and, you know, I felt bad for that. But, like, I had no idea he said the whole puppet master comment or anything. So, I mean, I kept going back to him, and honestly, in that situation, there was no other person in that house that I wanted romantically. So it made it very easy to just go back to him. Like, Devin wasn't going to hook up with anyone else. I wasn't going to hook up with anyone else. I'm like, why not be? Everyone else was with someone else already. Like, I did not have any options besides, you know, staying with who I was comfortable with, because everyone else was already paired off by the end anyway.
So one of the things we always talked about was how much of this from Devin was an act and how much of this is actually him. So you had probably the most alone time with him than anyone else. So how different was he in the house with the cameras versus even in the house when there was no cameras, or even and then outside of the game overall?
Yeah. So when the cameras were on, I mean, I definitely saw, like, you know, another side of him. He was kind of manipulative and all that stuff. But when we would be laying in bed at night, you know, no cameras, no mics, like, we would just talk, and he would be like, you know, Keeks, it's you and me against everyone. Like, I love you. I care about you. Like, you know, don't listen to what other people say. So like, I didn't, you know, I thought he was just trying to play this villain character. But I didn't realize it would be at my expense. And, you know, after the show, he came to see me in Virginia. Like, everyone loved him. And it was great. It was like we were a normal couple. Like, you know, we FaceTimed all the time, talked on the phone all the time. And I mean, it was great. So I don't know, like, what I just, but now, like, looking back, I'm like, damn, I did not know all the things that he said. So it's just hard to say whether or not, like, everything he did was for the cameras or not. Like, I don't know, because why would someone drag it out so long after, like, for months and months after the show? So it's honestly just a huge kind of mind fuck for me right now.
That question came courtesy of Mia Pia, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
Brian didn't let me rip him a new one for skipping, plagiarizing the listeners again. So it's been, you know, you talked about your relationship after the show a little bit, and there, I keep seeing these different articles pop up about Kiki reveals her status of a relationship. Where do you and Devin mm-hmm. stand now?
It's very confusing. I kind of, after the whole episode, initially I forgave him, and then I saw the reaction from America and from everyone and from my friends, and you know, everyone was like, if you ever bring him here again, like, you know, we will, you know, kill him. No, they won't really kill him, obviously. But, you know, when I finally saw how bad it was, I was like, oh my gosh, because I had forgiven him. Like, initially I was like, oh, okay, it's for the cameras. But then when I saw, like, you know, just everyone's reaction, I was like, oh my gosh. So I told him, I was like, Devin, listen, like, we're not fine right now. I was like, I keep thinking I can get over it, but I can't. And so, you know, right now I'm just trying to heal. I think he's trying to heal. I think he feels bad for what he said. But I mean, we both have so many things going on right now that, you know, it's just better if we are what we are, like, not friends, not enemies, just kind of platonic.
So you had other matches or potential matches throughout your time. Obviously, like you said, none of them really matched the level of Devin. But did anyone come close, like, between Chuck, Connor, Alec? Did anyone spark anything?
Oh, yeah, Chuck, for sure. I really did like Chuck at one point. And, you know, everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's, like, so random, yada, yada. But it really wasn't, because Devin and Chuck were best friends. Hannah and I were best friends at one point in the house. So out of all the guys besides Devin, and, like, Austin I hang out with all the time too, but besides Devin, you know, I hung out with Chuck all the time, because it would always be me, Devin, Chuck, and Hannah. But then when, you know, he swapped Hannah for Brittany, you know, it was like the four of us that hung out. So I really got to know him well, and he was just so knowledgeable about Hawaii. And when we'd have downtime, he was always showing everyone, like, all the creatures in the ocean and, like, all, you know, all this cool stuff. He was definitely, like, a nice guy who did some shitty things. And I think, you know, his character on the show made him look way worse. Like, I mean, what he did was super, super, super messed up, but he also had this really, really, really sweet side to him that is a shame the viewers didn't get to see. But honestly, that's why so many girls fell for him in the house, because he did have a really sweet side.
Yeah, Gina Maria Palmieri, Marcy Quantino, basically that. Why was Chuck so coveted after what he did with Hannah? But it seemed like everyone kind of shrugged that off soon after.
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, he, like I said, he's a sweet guy. He just did some stupid boyish things that, you know, I don't know. It was bad at the time, but then everyone realized, you know what, like, no one's married, no one's, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to defend what he did, because what he did do was really crappy. But at the end of the day, they weren't a match. And, like, if Devin did that to me, I would have freaked out. But, you know, they weren't a match, and everyone was just kind of trying to move on. And I don't know. He was just really sweet, and he always had the girls back for the most, even though he did, you know, do the whole thing with Hannah. But I mean, he, like, with when Amanda would, like, pop off and freak out, he would always be the first person, except for the time with Mike, you know, when Mike got sent home. But, he would always, like, you know, be there for her when she'd be upset. And, like, you know, he was just an easy person to talk to.
So you mentioned that you and Hannah were friends at one point. Where do you guys stand now?
I mean, we're friends. You know, I went to California with Chelsea and Mel, and we stayed at Cheyenne's. I saw Hannah. It, like, I mean, we're fine. We're not enemies. We're not, you know, we don't talk every day. Like, our friendship definitely has drifted, but I have no animosity towards her. You know, I'm happy for her if she's happy, and she seems really happy. So that's good. We're just in two different places. You know, she's in LA, I'm here, and you know, it is what it is. It's sad, but honestly, like, our friendship drifted right when she started hanging out with Zach anyway. So it's not like it was anything new. Like, in the beginning of the show, we were inseparable. And then right when she started getting with Zach, it was mainly like her, Nelson, Shy, and Zach would hang out all the time. And then, you know, I was with Devin and my other friends. So nothing new.
So who are you still close to from the cast?
I am, like, going to be lifelong friends with Chelsea, Melanie, and Stacey for sure. Like, they, at least, you know, one thing I gained, didn't find love, but I found some amazing best friends. I talk to them every single day. I think, you know, it was obviously Devin and I were super close. He was, like, my best friend leaving the house, but, you know, you guys know the situation now. Cheyenne, I'm super close with. We actually just recently got closer ever since I went to see her in LA. So she's awesome. So yeah, those are definitely like my main people from the cast. And Austin, I still talk to. I love him. And Alec, I talk to. Mike, I talk to. Yeah, I mean, I talk to everyone, honestly, for the most part.
So going back to Hannah just for a second, are you surprised that Hannah and Zach and Brittany and Chuck are still together?
No, not really. I mean, they had really intense connections in the house and, you know, they were inseparable. And I think the fact that they, like, that Brittany moved to Hawaii and Hannah moved to LA made it a lot easier on their relationship. So no, like, I'm not surprised. They really did have genuine connections and I envy them. Like, I wish that I, you know, that's what I came there for. So I'm happy for them. I'm not surprised.
So another thing that you probably came to the show for was the money. You guys won. You got the big check.
yes.
Patrick Hagen wants to know, are you upset that they made Devin look like the hero for you guys, or was he actually the hero?
It was definitely a group effort. And, you know, watching it, I was kind of upset with the edit because I felt like they made Devin, you know, they showed all the horrible things he said, but then all of a sudden they're going to, like, you know, basically justify everything that he did. And that was kind of frustrating to make him look like the hero. But then again, he was the ringleader of all that. He did all the cups, but it was a group effort. Like, everyone was standing up, sitting down, thinking who they were with. Like, it was a group effort. Yes, he was the main person who did the cups, and I'm so grateful that he did that. But yeah, it was kind of bitter that I ended up looking like the pathetic girl that was left alone and he ended up looking like a hero just after everything we went through. But I mean, it is what it is. You know, he did help us a lot, and at least I got money out of it, so I can't really complain too much.
Yeah, you're not the only one who is upset with Devin's hero edit. Are you upset at all? Were you surprised at all about your edit for that episode? I mean, it kind of seemed like you just made a quick jump to Alec out of nowhere almost.
Yeah, when I watched that, I was like really shocked, you know, because I did like Alec as a person, not really in like a sexual romantic way, but I thought, you know, after going through all the guys, I was like, it has to be Alec. Like, he's such a good guy, yada, yada. And you know what's funny is that scene where I'm like saying, oh my God, you get my bracelet. You're my match. That was right after we did the cups and we found the scenario where he was my match. So that's why I was saying that. I was like, oh my gosh, you're my match. Because we literally just did the cups. We found that scenario. And I was like so excited, you know, like thinking I was looking at my match. So, you know, it was kind of crappy that that's how they made it look. But I guess there wasn't really much else they could do with it, so I'm not gonna fault them. But yeah, I was kind of surprised. I was like, oh, I did not like Alec like that, but okay.
Going back to the scenarios for a little bit, how much was actually riding on that coin flip? Did you guys actually pick by the coin flip, or was that just did that just look good on TV?
Oh no, it was the coin flip. Like, I didn't you could see it in my face. And my, like, I was almost on the verge of tears. I was so scared. I was like, there's no way in hell am I my match. Like, what are these people doing? But then, you know, if everyone else, you know, thought that the person they were sitting with could be their match, and, you know, they thought that coin flip was the right way, then all right. But yeah, I was pissed but it was 100% the coin flip.
So as far as your perfect match goes, Timothy Kyle Tucker wants to know, was the reason you were so against Mike being your match in the last episode because you were worried it would make you look bad, given what happened with him and Amanda previously?
I was not worried at all about, or so against Mike being my match. It wasn't that I was against him being my match. It was the fact that I thought that Alec was my match. Like, even if it had been Tyler in that situation, I would have still been like, no, it's Alec, because in my heart, I really did think it was Alec. I really, really, really thought they would put me with, you know, like Alec was really sweet in the house and he wasn't really like hooking up with anyone, except for in the beginning, you know, the first episode he came in hot. But like, aside from that, he was very mellow in the house. And I just did not think it was Mike, and I did not think it was Tyler. So I was like, has to be Alex. So yeah, nothing against Mike at all. I just, him and I both never would have guessed that we were a match.
Have you since talked to him about why you guys are a match? Has anything clicked? Like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, we did have one good conversation in the house. And, you know, even when I was talking to my mom, she's like, you know, I'm not jealous about his job. Like, I work at Hooters. I mean, you know, all through grad school, you know, you have to make money. And, you know, I waitress, and obviously there are men there and they're going to stare, and I don't care. And, you know, if that's what he does, like, obviously, you know, I'm not going to go out and like, oh, I want to date a male stripper or anything, but I would never get jealous if that's what he has to do to make a living. And I know that people do what they need to do. And if that's what he likes to do, like, I wouldn't be the kind of girl like, oh my gosh, like, no, don't go do that. So I think that's one of the reasons why, because I'm very chill with that kind of thing, because I understand like the difference between a job and like what he does for pleasure. If you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, totally.
So I can see that. And then, you know, what's funny is that I'm actually going to be a teacher, and the first girl who really broke his heart was a teacher. So I'm like, maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But, and then like his family, what he's telling me about his family is what I want in like a partner's family, and, you know, little things like that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, but honestly, like, you guys saw, like, there were a lot of guys in that house that I thought could have been my match. I got along with every single guy in that house. There was like every guy I could have found a reason why they could have been my match, or like, you know what I mean? Like, you can always find a reason if you look for it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we were trying to do that with some of the actual matches anyway. So we were just like you. So given the whole Mike and Amanda fight, what actually went down with him leaving? Because he made it seem on Twitter that he was made to leave. The show made it seem like he chose to leave. So what actually happened?
I honestly don't think I can talk about that. I mean, I will say that they talked to us, and obviously everyone was, you know, comfortable with him staying. So I think he just really like felt uncomfortable at that point. I don't really know like the full extent of it. I don't think I'm really allowed to talk about it, honestly. But I mean, all I will say about that is Mike is a great guy, and I don't like how it was portrayed. Like, I feel bad, but luckily there are a lot of people like on both of their sides. It's not just a one-sided argument. So I think it got people thinking, and that was like the main point of the whole situation of him leaving. You know, at least people are like thinking about now about like, you know, what if it was Amanda that hit him, and like, yada, yada. So, you know, I just don't have much to say about it.
Do you think Amanda should have went with him, or?
I think both of them should have stayed. I wanted both of them to stay. I wanted us to finish this as a family. My whole thing when it happened, I said, whatever Amanda wants to do is like, you know, because I didn't see the fight. So like, first of all, when I was in the house, I didn't even know what happened. Like, people were saying one thing and people were saying another. And so, you know, from my perspective, I just assumed, you know, like Mike hit Amanda or whatever. So I was like, well, whatever Amanda wants to do, it's her decision, you know. And when I talked to her, she was fine. She was like, no, like, it's fine, you know. So I didn't really think much of it. But I wanted them both to stay. I wanted us to finish the, you know, we had like one matchup or two matchups left after that. So
given the fact,
finish as a family.
Given the fact that a lot of the couples that, including you and Devin this season, were actually not perfect matches, but you stayed together the whole season, do you still believe in the perfect match matchmaking process?
I do still believe in it. I think that there is a reason why each of us are matches. I just think that they put 20 super, super, super stubborn individuals in a house, and we were set in our ways. And although we were supposed to embrace the matchmaking process, no one wanted to. And I think that's why it failed, because Devin and I were ready to separate after we had that night. You know, we came back, we're like, out of respect, give us, you know, the night. And then the blackout happened, and then everyone else. And then because Devin and I, before the matchup, were like, we're going to try to separate. And then we were, and then all of a sudden Mike and Amanda and all of them find out they're not a match. And they're like, well, we're going to stay together. Fuck this. We're all just going to, you know, do it. So I just think if everyone wouldn't have been so stubborn and we wouldn't have had certain ringleaders in the house, it would have been a lot different. But no, I personally do still believe in the matchmaking process, but I just think it was screwed right when we got that blackout.
So Nick Fishman wants to know, which guy of the season, having seen the show back now on TV, do you wish you could have gotten to know better?
I feel like I got to know all of the guys really, really well. So I can't really say there's one that I would have gotten to know better. I wish I would have had more time, I guess, with Austin before he would have found out we weren't a match, if that makes sense. Because, like, you know, I really did start to like Austin, and we had started talking, and then literally, like, right after I found out Devin wasn't my match, I found out Austin wasn't my match at the blackout. So I wish I would have, like, gotten to, you know, get a little bit deeper into that before we found out we weren't a match.
So a lot of cast members, well, now I'm just reading the question. So Emily Zitterkopf said, a lot of cast members have complained about how they were portrayed on the show.
Yeah.
Do you think that the portrayal of you was accurate?
You know, my portrayal was very confusing because I felt like sometimes they made me look like this little firecracker who would, like, you know, talk back. And then sometimes they made me look like this annoying girl who's, like, always crying. And then they made me look like this, like, sexual deviant. Like, I was very confused. I'm not going to complain about my edit at all because, you know, I am a Gemini, so I am all over the place. So maybe that really is how I am. But no, I mean, no, I'm not going to complain. I think it was pretty accurate. I do cry sometimes. I'm an emotional person.
You?
But you know, the only thing that I will complain about is just the last episode. I feel like my character, you know, like, everyone saw me grow, and then all of a sudden I go back to this, like, annoying little girl. Like, I don't know. That was the only confusing thing, was I felt like it didn't come full circle for me. But I mean, I'm not going to complain. Like, it was a great experience. And, you know, I did have a lot of ups and downs, and I'm glad that, you know, the viewers got to experience it with me.
So what about the portrayal of your castmates?
I mean, obviously you guys have already talked about the Stacey edit. Stacey's such a sweet girl. You know, we don't even really need to get into it. She was not a clinger. She's not a stage five clinger. But are you talking about, like, how people are complaining on Twitter and stuff, or are you, like, just actually talking about how everyone's portrayed?
I mean, however you want to take it. And one of the things I was going to ask you next is that, like, Zach, Tyler, and others have, you know, obviously complained that you and Devin got too much airtime. And I want to know why you think they're so salty about it. And were there actually things that you felt should have been shown that weren't?
Yeah, well, as far as everyone's character, for the most part, everyone was portrayed accurately, except for the whole Stacey thing, but everyone already knows about that. But as far as my castmates go and people complaining about, you know, the amount of screen time they got, or, like, that Devin and I got too much, I find it really confusing because Devin and I had so many ups and downs, and all of the other, like, I guess, fake couples is what we were called in the house, didn't, like, everyone was pretty much solid. Like, Zach and Hannah, solid. Brittany, Chuck, solid. There was nothing else. Like, you can only show so much of a love story, and Devin and I were the only ones besides Mike and Amanda who had those crazy ups and downs. And, you know, if they are, you know what, the thing is, like, they left with the one thing that I wanted. So I would be grateful if that was me. I would much rather have taken so much less camera time and actually walked away with true love, and that's still lasting, than, you know, have as much camera time as I did and, you know, not have anyone. So yeah, it is kind of confusing that people are complaining about that. But if camera time is what matters to them, then I'm so sorry that that's, you know, not what you got. But you know, at least you got love. So I would just be thankful for that.
Were you expecting to be such a focal point this season? Like when you were done filming, you were like, oh boy, this might be the Devin and Kiki show.
You know, I knew that because they sent me into the truth booth so many times, I would be a main character, I assume, because, you know, but the thing is, if the house is complaining about that, like the house, like those are the people that sent me in. I don't know what they expected. Like, obviously, they're going to have to show my story a lot because they sent me into the truth booth so many times. And Devin was a big part of my story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if, you know, I'm not surprised it ended up being the Devin and Kiki show. But then again, you know, the house kind of handed that to us when they voted me in so many times. I didn't ask to be, but I didn't want to be voted in with Hunter. I didn't want to be voted in with Zach. I didn't want to be voted in with Nelson. You know what I mean? Like, right. Like they did that. So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised.
So Alex Pan the Moran wants to know, what was your favorite moment from the experience that wasn't shown? Because I'm sure there was tons of fun stuff that you guys did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we did do some fun stuff. My favorite moment out of the entire season was the last night we were in the house, which was the night before the final matchup ceremony. We all just had this giant pool party and like everyone just jumped in the pool. And we, you know, surprisingly, we never really used that pool much, but this was at night and everyone was just like laughing, drinking, like, you know, throwing each other around, like dancing in the pool. Like it was just the happiest we had been in that house. And it was great. It was great. Everyone was so happy. No one was fighting because every night there were fights. And that was the one night that there was literally no fights. We had music. It was just awesome. I wish they would have shown that.
One thing that I think more people need to see are your Snap stories. Now, I don't typically follow people I don't know on Snapchat, but your recent Snap story pretty much broke the internet and I had to go add you and check it out, and it was well worth it. Mia Pia says, you're pretty open about all the hate you get on social media. Is there ever a time where negative comments have gotten to you?
Oh, for sure. Negative comments get to me. I mean, well, you know, one thing I'm pretty self-conscious of is my nose. And so there's this site that people can make comments about, you know, and they called my face, like they said I look like Squidward's house. And so when I first read that, I called Devin and I was like, I know, right? And I was like bawling. I was like, Devin, I think I look like Squidward's house. And he's like, Keeks, you really need to just get a thicker skin. Like, it's okay. You know, you're beautiful. Yada, yada. So in the beginning, before the show aired, but like right when they released the cast, I was like pretty self-conscious, but since, you know, fast forward to now, I like any comment you throw at me, I just think it's hilarious.
Well,
and, you know, so I have to have my little rants on Snapchat sometimes. Let the haters know what's up.
I feel like Squidward would probably be worse than Squidward's house, so that's like a positive. But
yeah, at least I got his house.
But yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, I forget that Snapchat is only 24 hours. Kiki just like roasted the haters and took total ownership of all the hate. So, you know, follow if you want to plug your Snapchat. I mean, if you do that often, everyone should check it out because it was hysterical.
Thank you.
Going off
at PPMTV.
Yeah, sorry. There it is. Mackenzie Lynn wants to know how much this show helped you grow, and do you think it'll help you approach relationships differently?
Oh my gosh, I can't thank this show enough for helping me grow. You know, I came into this as an only child, not really, you know, I had my group of friends, but I've never dealt with really, really, really like bad relationship things or like arguing with people like this. You know, I had a pretty mellow life, just, you know, relaxing. Nothing really crazy happened. And then to go into all this drama, you know, before they go in, you go in the house, they ask how you would handle a situation. And I'm like, you know, I didn't really know. And now at least I know, like I finally grew a backbone. Before, I would let people walk all over me. When it comes to relationships, I just, you know, unfortunately, I feel like my heart is definitely way more guarded and I can't trust things that people say because I was so naive. Like, it's painful how naive I was, but that was me, you know, I had never dealt with anything like that. So, yeah, for that, I'm forever grateful. And I know now, like, I'm not going to let a man control me, and I'm not going to believe everything that a person says just because it's what I want to hear.
Andrea Sears, I probably know the answer, but if you had the choice to do it all over again, would you?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I would do it so differently this time. I wouldn't stick to one person. I would, you know, embrace the process.
So, for sure. Switching gears a little bit, Alex Pandemaran wants to know, how familiar are you with the challenge? And if invited, would that be something you're interested in?
Oh my gosh, I'm so familiar with the challenge. And yes, I have literally been like started training for that just in case, because I want to do it so bad. Yeah, actually, that's like one of the reasons besides like finding love, I knew that it was a gateway to the challenge, and I want to do that so bad. That's one of my dreams for sure. Bucket list. I have to do it. Sign me up right now.
You say you've been training. What's the challenge training regimen involve?
No, just like trying to be healthy. I've been, you know, working out, definitely working on my stamina, because I know that's a huge part of the challenge. Haven't gotten around to eating nasty things yet, but we'll get to it if I ever get the call. Start working on that. But yeah, definitely stamina and like doing more weights, because I'm pretty scrawny, so got to bulk up a little bit.
So you're saying you use this as a gateway to the challenge. I mean, you're officially, I'm a fan of you now officially. So did you or anyone else discuss that in the house about using this for the challenge?
I'm trying to we didn't really talk about the challenge that much. I think everyone like knew it was in the air, and like we made jokes like, oh, if it's like rivals, like Kiki and Amanda, like Amanda and I would always joke like, oh, if it's rivals, like you and me, like we're going to kick ass, blah, blah, blah. Cause I mean, we are rivals still, but we would work together, obviously, you know, to try and win. But little things like that, you know, we'd always guess, oh, who would be with who if it was like whatever theme, right. Obviously Devin and me exes, no shocker there. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
The challenge is basically Brian's religion, so I think you just made a lifetime fan.
Oh, I love it. We can watch it together.
Perfect.
So I know you've been watching Survivor this season, and a lot of people who listen to our podcast also listen to Rob Has a Podcast, which talks about Survivor. So who are you rooting for? Any insight on this season of Survivor?
I'm definitely rooting for my boy Joe with his hot ass man bun. You know, I don't know how far he got, but I mean, I'm rooting for him, and I'm always like texting him during the episodes. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to vote you out this time. They're like, oh my gosh, you won immunity again. What the heck? Like blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I really hope he did well and does well and all that stuff. Definitely Joe, 100%.
So what's next for Kiki? What's the next step?
Well, I am officially done with graduate school. I will have my master's in about 3 weeks. So that is a huge, huge thing for me. I'm so excited to finally be done. I'm going to move to California and probably travel around sometime next summer. And yeah, you know, still looking for love. I might sign up for The Bachelor. We'll see. I don't know. You know, I just kind of want to live life and travel, explore, and see what this world has to offer.
I could see you on The Bachelor. That could be fun.
I think, yeah. I mean, a lot of fans have expressed that they want me to. So I did the online application, but I still have to send in a video and everything. So we'll see what happens.
So do you have any final thoughts on your journey on Are You the One that you want to send off?
Well, to everyone who's been like asking if I could give them any advice on, you know, the whole audition process and everything, I just want to say be yourself, because you cannot fake being some type of way for the amount of time that you're there. Just be yourself, because they will cast you because that's the kind of person that they're looking for. Don't try and be a crazy person because you think that's what they want, because there's already going to be a real crazy person that they're probably going to cast. So just be yourself when you're going through it, and don't take it too seriously.
So we got your Snapchat. What else? Where else can people follow you as you begin your journey to The Bachelor?
Okay. Well, okay. So Snapchat and Twitter are Kiki MTV, and then Instagram is Kiki underscore MTV. So definitely follow me. You'll be entertained, I promise.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much for coming on, Kiki.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It was good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Have a good one.
Bye.
There you have it. The definitive Kiki interview to wrap up this season of Are You the One? How was that, Allie?
I think that was great. Really, really great to see her candid take on the season. Expected nothing less. And I think it was a great way to go out with the person who, you know, all eyes were on her the whole time. And now she gets the final word.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. So that now officially shifts us from Are You the One to the challenge. You could hear the excitement in my voice as I'm saying that.
I'm not ready.
I'm so ready. I've watched like that preview thing a couple times. I've gotten some weird YouTube binges watching old clips. It's getting bad. So I'm super ready for this.
Today begins my sabbatical for 2 days before I then address the fact that the challenge is knocking down my door.
So we will be doing the preview this weekend. So we'll have that ready for you. The premiere is a week from Wednesday. And then we are officially in challenge season, and I am very excited.
Great. I think that's all we have on Are You the One. You've officially shut the book. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Follow us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can subscribe. I kind of forgot to do that.
He's like high on the challenge. It's freaking me out.
I'm feeling great. I'm high on the challenge. I'm ready to go.
It's full-blown mania.
And now our name actually makes sense, that you can subscribe at robiswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. You could follow me at Bus Driver's Route, and they could follow you.
Oh, wait, we got more 5-star reviews.
Oh, there we go. Woo-hoo.
Shoot, I'm so sorry because it's going to take, I'm like unprepared. But I know we get them because I check them like every day, even when we're not doing a show, because you guys are just so, so awesome. OK, so let's see. Damn. Didn't take that long. OK, so we want to thank Shrink 182, who says it's funny. We got some very partial comments today. So Shrink 182 titled Love, that she loves Are You the One, Brian and Allie, but maybe Brian a little more. And then later, KMKMKMKMKMKMKMK, who wrote the best, wrote, Brian is cool, but I'm pretty sure Allie and I were separated at birth, or at least meant to be best friends. So there's someone for everyone here, guys.
We found their perfect match.
Allie Worth, thank you for your review. Wrote, love you guys. And, oh, we got a new one since I last checked. Shirley Templeman, thank you so much. Gave us 6 out of 5. And, awesome. I'll read the whole thing. So Shirley Templeman wrote, because I need a comfort place where I can hear Brian and Allie share my over the top addiction to these shows. So we're happy to be your comfort zone. Thanks so much for the love.
Perfect. And re-shout out again to the person last week who listed the activities that they do while listening to this, because every once in a while I think about that and I start laughing. So shout out to you, because that was probably the greatest comment I've ever had about anything I've ever done ever. So good job by you.
And everyone else. We also appreciate your reviews.
Of course. All right. That'll do it. We'll be back for the challenge preview and then
you
the season.
You can follow me at Lash Tweets.
I guess so, if you want to. Until next time, have a good one.
Bye.